This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through November 7th, 2018. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. Remember to set your clocks back. Pacific Standard Time returns on Sunday morning, November 4th. On that morning, 1:59 a.m. Daylight Saving Time will be followed by 1 o'clock a.m. Standard Time. Daylight Saving Time will return on March 10th next year. Jupiter is visible as a bright spot close to the west-southwest horizon for a brief period that starts half an hour after sunset. Use binoculars to find the fainter planet Mercury 5 degrees to the left of Jupiter on November 1st. After November 3rd, Jupiter's position will be too close to the Sun to observe the planet again in the evening sky this year, but Mercury will remain visible after sunset until November 10th. As the sky darkens, Saturn is visible low in the southwest sky, while orange Mars is higher and in the south. Saturn now gleams against the starry backdrop of the constellation Sagittarius the Archer and sets by 1 o'clock a.m. daylight time or 12 o'clock midnight standard time. Mars now occupies the eastern side of the faint constellation Capricornus the Sea Goat and it sets 90 minutes after Saturn. The moon changes phase from last quarter on October 31st to new on November 7th. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. Check our website for the schedule. The next free public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, November 17th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com.